Also love the Bachelorette, and what a fantastic season it's been so far. Plenty of ups and downs, plenty of drama, as you'd imagine, in the mansion. Aggie, unfortunately, was sent home last night, didn't receive the rose. Very good morning to you, Aggie. How are you?
Oh, good morning, man. Yeah, I'm okay, mate. Just mending that broken heart.
Exactly right. Now, the Bachelorette experience, mate, how'd you go? How'd you find it?
Mate, it was really good. What you see is what you get. I suppose you just go into there with no expectations, take it all on the chin and just see where you end up, I suppose. Mate, it was great.
You must have been a little bit blown away when you saw Ellie and Becky at the end of the red carpet thinking, what's going on here?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're walking down and you see two beautiful blondes and you're like, well, what's happening here? You're not sure whether or not they're the Bachelorettes or, you know, maybe they're friends. And anyway, it's two beautiful sisters and away we went. So you're just going to make that connection really early and work out who you're after.
Exactly. Now, look, the cocktail party last night was proven to be very, yeah, very interesting. Truth or dare. I wasn't too sure about that nudie run.
That's stock standard. That was every other day. That was just one of them that was caught on camera.
There we go. Quite amazing. Yeah. Becky and Ellie, though, I mean, they're absolutely fantastic. I think you were pretty much hoping for another single date with Becky, weren't you?
Yeah, most definitely hoping for a single date with Becky. Just in the end, didn't work that way for me. I wasn't given the rose, you know?
Now, look, Pascal was sent home last week, and I believe that you had a bit of a hand in his undoing, did you, or didn't you?
I wouldn't say hand in his undoing. It's just more or less own what you say. And yeah, there's a few comments that he made, and you know, didn't sit well with myself or a few of the other lads. And again, it wasn't positive, obviously, to be around, so I told the truth, spoke my mind, and that's what you've got to do. Be honest. You know, response from the girls, they didn't take too kindly to it, and send him home.
Yeah, now look, I mean, you're obviously from Melbourne, and as we know, Melbourne is struggling with COVID cases. I mean, slowly but surely, those numbers are coming down. Melbourne's been in lockdown. How are you coping with that, by the way?
Mate, look, coming off the show straight back into Melbourne, didn't realise how bad it really was. My heart's out there for all the businesses at the moment that are still closed up. Yeah. You know, I'd love to see them open up and, you know, get behind a great man like my good friend of mine, Nick Rushen, for Lord Mayor, and open everything up. So it's time to shine, Melbourne.
It certainly is, mate, but like I say, slowly but surely those numbers are coming down and further easing of restrictions announced this coming Sunday, hopefully, with the Premier Daniel Andrews. Aggie, thank you so much for your time, the sporting champion. You look after yourself and looking forward to seeing tonight's episode of The Bachelorette Australia. And it's back on tonight, 7:30 on the WIN Network.